Well, a busy day for you. A little bit of the good, a little bit of the bad, but you had a lot of kids compete. Got a lot going tomorrow, but thoughts on day one?
I think it's good. I mean, like I said, we got to be experience kind of the big end on Class C, and you come in at the lower end, and to me, it's just motivation. I mean, I'm sitting here typing notes in my phone going, man, we need to work on speed drills and turnover and quickness. And I think sometimes, I mean, this is probably the best thing that could have happened, because sometimes you get a little bit stagnant, you start having some success, and you think what you have is working, and it's easy to keep doing that. And you see things at another level, and you go, man, we got to get back to work. There's some other stuff we got to get better at. And so you watch, like, and Elena Smith, you know, a freshman, but she PR'd, and a Haley Rusher PR'd in the 200. I mean, 4x8 gets to the podium. We're close. You know, could have got fifth. Could have got fifth in Class A. But, yeah, I mean, and so it's just like B's loaded with a lot of good, really good athletes right now. And so that's a conversation we had with the kids last night. If, when you come down here, you've got to equate or better the time that got you here, the performance that got you here. And if you do that, you know, you probably move up a little bit. You're going to beat some kids that you shouldn't have beat, because there's going to be some that go the other way. And, you know, sometimes 60, 70% of those kids don't equate their seed time that got them here. And so, again, it's not getting caught up in the moment, but staying locked in. That you compete against you, and you're chasing your time, and you got to stare that fear, anxiety down and say, I'm coming for you. It's just got to be a mindset. So now what are you going to do with this? Right now you hit delete, you come back, and you get ready to go tomorrow. And then once this thing is done, and the kids that don't have an event that are done today, like, you got to use it as fire. It's like, you know, you got to be hungry, and you got to go chase and go, I'm not going to wait till March to do this. I'm going to get in the weight room. I'm going to get stronger. I'm going to do the speed, agility, the plyo boxes, the stuff that we need to do to get better. And we're going to amp this thing back up, and we're going to come back stronger next year. And so, to me, it's kind of exciting. I mean, I haven't got to watch Class A and B kids go for a while. I mean, to watch Juan Gonzalez, you know, he looks like he's getting lapped because he looks like he's so effortless running. Everybody else is, like, beating their arms 100 miles an hour, and he's just pulling away before you know it. But, like, that's a kid that's logged a lot of miles and put in a lot of time. And so, and that's what it is. I mean, it's crazy. When we were in school, I mean, a lot of kids were three-sport athletes. I mean, they football in the fall. It was basketball. It was track. And you can see right now, even at the Class B side of things, A, like, it's a lot of specialization. It's a lot of buildup of aerobic in the summer, and for the distance runners to cross in the fall to right into indoor, right into outdoor. And, you know, same thing with volleyball and kids that go right into club and are doing that now, and into the basketball. And so it's just, it's different. And so the commitment level is different. And so, I mean, then on the other side of that, I'm thankful for our kids that are the three-sport athletes and are involved in the fine arts and do all those things too, because I think those are a big piece of education that's not always going to be there. But things have definitely changed. Like I said, overall, you know, happy with our kids. Like I said, you use it to learn, and you spin the positive on it. You don't sit there and dwell or feel sorry for yourself. It's like, hey, you get to run against some great kids. I mean, you get to run against a couple of kids that will probably be D1, like, a, you know, and that's fun. So we'll keep working. And like I say, it's a good wake up for me as a coach saying, hey, you better get back to more clinics. Hey, you better get back in and relook at some things in the high jump stuff. You better relook at some speed stuff. We need to do a better job on our block work. Like, so there's all those components. Is like, honestly, for me as a coach, it's like, I needed that kick in the butt. Like, you know, because like I said, you can get stagnant in what you do. And I think the day you stop learning is the day you die. So you better get it figured out. Let's go get better.
You have a chance to score some points. You got a busy day tomorrow.
Yeah, you come back. Yep, you come back and get ready to go. And hopefully, I mean, both relays have a chance to get on the podium, 4x1, 4x4. So you're going to come out and look at that and see what happens. I mean, on the boys' side, they've got a good opportunity to come in and score some points and be in the hunt there also. And so, like you say, you come in and you still got Emily Randall come compete in the 800. And so, yeah, we'll just come back and see what we can do. Get them home, get them fed, meet with them, talk to them about some of this stuff, and you know, have a good hard conversation about what things look like. And again, just help them to understand the mental side. I think that's a big part of this. Is, are you focused on the technical things and doing the warm-up that you did, or do you get so caught up looking at everybody else and all the what-ifs and how fast and how strong and how they look that you get lost in the moment? And so, again, I think that's an important thing to stress too. And then, like, to me, knowing some of these kids and watching some of these kids at all levels over the last few years, you can see the kids that have put in the time outside of season. And so, I don't know, you you a wolf or a sheep, man. You hungry, you gotta go hunt for success and hunt for something. You just gonna sit in the kitchen and pull something out of the cabinet next March and see if it was good enough, and that doesn't fly very well very long. So we'll have a good discussion tonight and remotivate, and we'll walk out of here and we'll be a better team next year.